This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with the help of former President Barack Obama. The two campaign in Madison this afternoon before Walz heads to Racine tonight. Most polls show Kamala Harris and Donald Trump neck and neck in key states with 2 weeks to go until Election Day. In Wisconsin, Harris leads Trump by 2 points. In-person early voting starts today in Wisconsin. 2 million people are expected to vote in the battleground state. Not only is there the race for president, but control of the U.S. House and Senate are on the line, and new maps could change the dynamic of the Wisconsin legislature. New research is debunking old notions about bullying. Child psychologist Shelley Heimel has looked closely into bullying. She says it does not make kids more resilient.
Kids who are victimized, you know, just sit there all day wondering what's going to happen to them next. I've had notes from kids saying how that's their life.
British researchers found people who were bullied as kids face a higher risk of unstable employment as adults and of premature death. October is Bullying Prevention Month. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Duluth International Airport and Pine River Regional Airport will be receiving federal funding for infrastructure improvements. On Monday, Congressman Pete Stauber announced $1 million of funding to replace the air traffic control tower at the Duluth Airport and over $1 million of funding to replace a general aviation terminal building at the Pine River Airport. The air traffic control tower at the Duluth Airport is one of the oldest in the country, and plans to replace that tower have been in the works for months. As rain continues to elude the Chippewa Valley, officials are warning of rising wildfire danger across western Wisconsin. According to fire officials, October is on track to be the driest on record in Eau Claire, and departments across the region have been responding to wildfires. Due to the higher wildfire danger, all western Wisconsin counties currently have a burning permit restriction in place. DNR officials are reminding residents not to burn their garbage and stay vigilant with hot machinery until the region finally gets some rain. Residents and local businesses gathered at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center for the Imagine Downtown open house on Monday. The open house represented a chance for residents to share their vision for what they want downtown to look like in the future. Comments ranged from things like improved walkability to providing more recreation options. The feedback received from the community will be used by local organizations to develop a 5-year plan to make those visions for downtown Duluth a reality. A housing project in West Duluth has cleared a major hurdle for construction. The organization behind the project, Northland Housing Partners, has funded their first loan for the housing development. According to a press release, the funding is coming from regional employers, private institutions, and organizations like Ascentia Health and the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. Officials say housing is one of the biggest challenges facing the area, and this housing project will go a long way in addressing that issue. An inmate who had escaped from the St. Louis County Jail was taken back into custody on Friday. According to law enforcement authorities, inmate LaRon Brown was being seen for a medical visit at the Fairview Range Medical Center in Hibbing on Thursday when he fled from the guard who accompanied him. He was found on Friday morning after an extensive law enforcement search in the area and was taken back into custody with additional charges expected. He is currently serving a sentence for felony domestic assault. The Cloquet-Carlton County Airport has received $250,000 in federal funding to assist with infrastructure improvements. Senator Amy Klobuchar visited the airport last week to announce the new funding, which will be used for the construction of a new 11,000-square-foot hangar. Airport officials say there's already 25 people on the waiting list for hangar space at the airport, and the additional space will increase revenue and allow the airport to continue running for the foreseeable future. Ballot drop boxes are now available in Superior ahead of the November election. On Friday, Mayor Jim Payne announced the secure ballot drop boxes were officially opened and are available at the Government Center, Superior Fire Department Headquarters, and the Bong Veterans Museum. The drop boxes will be picked up at 6 p.m. on Election Day. In-person early voting will also officially open on Tuesday at the City Clerk's office. Residents will be able to stop in from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays until November 1st to vote early. A Duluth paper plant has received millions in state funding to assist in a massive expansion project. The state of Minnesota has announced a $5 million incentive to help Sofidel move forward with their $200 million expansion. The first phase of construction is expected to begin by the end of the year and will continue in phases through the end of 2026. Officials from the company say the expansion will allow them to triple their workforce with 160 new jobs in the 600,000-square-foot facility. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. U.S. theaters made a pretty good showing this past weekend, with Smile 2 leading the way. The sequel pulled in $23 million at the domestic box office, edging out the original's $22 million opening weekend in 2022. The film edged out the previous week's champ and fellow horror flick, Terrifier 3, which had a 50% drop, pulling in $9 million at U.S. theaters and falling into third place. The family-friendly film The Wild Robot finished in second place with a take of just over $10 million in its fourth week of release. Finishing in fourth place was Beetlejuice 2. Sorry, I'm just sick of saying Beetlejuice back-to-back. The Michael Keaton-led sequel pulled in $5 million, which was good for fourth place, and gave the top five 3 spooky movies. People can't seem to get enough, as the release of Hocus Pocus pulled in almost $1 million 20 years after its initial release. It's all about the scares. After months of speculation, it's been confirmed that Succession's Jeremy Strong has been cast in the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Strong will play Springsteen's manager, John Landau. The Emmy-winning actor is fresh off his appearance in The Apprentice as Roy Cohn. Deliver Me focuses on the time in Springsteen's career where he made his award-winning album, Nebraska. The Bear's Jeremy Allen White has been cast as the boss. The album Nebraska was a bit of a departure as Springsteen's fame as a pop star was starting to skyrocket. The record is ranked 150 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums Ever list. Esquire has called Nebraska one of the most honest and emotional albums in history. Fun fact, Jeremy Strong revealed that it's also his favorite Springsteen album. Deliver Me From Nowhere has an anticipated release of sometime in 2025. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Folie au Deux? You release a new single. That is if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martyr. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a sprinkle or two possible by later today. Our high 72 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, 42 tomorrow, sunny 53 by Thursday, partly cloudy with a high back up to 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.